right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CagCast episode number 238. Yes, I had to look and see what number it was. I was reading, Wombat, I admit it.
I didn't even know you knew how to read.
Yep. I'm reading at the third grade level now. You'd be really proud of me.
That's really impressive. You and Sabrina.
Yes. What about you, Raj?
I'm a little bit above that, I think. I like to read at about the 11th grade level and write about the 8th grade level.
Perfect. Well, yeah. Well, you're ahead of the curve for video game reviews, I think. Didn't they say most of them are written at like around 8th grade level?
I would assume so, yes. There's some really bad video game reviews out there.
Yeah. I read one on Edge, actually, the other day. It was the one for Outland.
Okay.
And that was a very well-written review. Seemed like very, seemed very on the level. But we'll talk about that later, because I actually played it while we were waiting for you. And what else, Wombat?
I watched the craziest movie ever on Netflix.
Okay.
It's they put it under documentaries, but calling it a documentary is a very loose term. And it's on Instant Watch on Netflix, so if you have Netflix on any device, I strongly recommend, especially if you're a Beatles fan, you have to watch it. It's called Paul McCartney is Dead, The Last Will and Testament of George Harrison. And it's very cheaply made.
What's the theory in this documentary?
Okay, so this guy in Los Angeles was supposedly sent these two audio cassettes from George Harrison detailing the truth behind the death and cover-up of Paul McCartney in 1966.
Right. So there's an alien in his place now or something?
No, there was a look-alike contest, and the winner of the look-alike contest was transformed into the new Paul McCartney.
Voice and all, huh?
Voice and talent and all?
Yes, voice and talent and all. Lots of plastic surgeries, and you have to watch it. And the tapes, because, it's supposed to be George Harrison narrating, like, the truth.
Right.
But he goes into, besides the fact that it doesn't sound like George Harrison at all, and the sound quality is perfect, and it's supposed to be coming from a cassette tape, There's loads of exposition, which I don't know if you've ever tried to tell a story into a cassette to try to, like, remember something. You don't use exposition like, the year was 1963 and the Beatles had just formed. They were on the road in Hamburg, Germany.
Oh, it's like he's reading off a piece of paper.
Yeah, no one talks like that. It's hysterical. It's so worth
watching.
Maybe
it's a mockumentary. Maybe it's supposed to be fake.
I know, it's supposed, like, it's a, well, it's definitely not real, obviously, but it's played so straight. It's so amazing.
Oh, all right.
And it's so,
I love documentaries.
There's even a twist ending, if you can imagine.
Right.
He's not really dead? Is that the twist?
That the whole thing was bullshit?
It's so, like,
we just wasted 90 minutes of your time! Woohoo!
Oh, it's crazy. Well, yes. It's definitely a waste of your time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to preface it. It's a waste, but it's a worthwhile waste of time.
Like Harry Potter.
Yes. I need people to talk about this with, so everyone needs to watch it.
All right, I will check it out to see if it's available, like,
thank you,
Apple TV or something, because we like a good documentary, even a bad one. We like.
Yeah, it's like it's as awful as it gets, but I guarantee you, within the first 10 minutes, you will laugh hysterically at least 3 times.
All right, good.
Yeah,
I like it.
Ah,
dude, I've been bringing Ty to preschool now, and they do this thing which makes me laugh hysterically every morning. The kids, like the bigger kids, wait at the gate, and then they ask the kid, the little kid who comes up, what class are you in, and then they walk the kid hand in hand to the class, and it's hilarious because even the big kid is really just, you know what, maybe 5 years old or something. But they're all the kids, like, I'm the only, like, white guy. Actually, no, there's one other white dad there. But, of course, I'm giant and I have a big egghead and I show up, wearing sunglasses and a t-shirt or something. So I look pretty weird. So the kids all just stare at me. So the whole time the other kid was walking Ty to his class, the kids just staring up at me and basically waiting for me to say something. But I'm just laughing the whole time anyway. But as I'm leaving, all the kids start saying hello, goodbye to me, because that's the only two words they know. Like, hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye. And it's just so cute. You would I just laughed the entire morning. And I gotta show you this picture. They on the first day of school, they took a picture of all the kids and all the parents. And it's a lot. It's, you know, it's probably 100 people. And the big school picture. And you see me in like the back row, towering over everybody. Everybody's wearing dark clothes. Like, all the kids are wearing their dark uniform jacket. And all the parents are wearing like dark suits. I'm wearing a white shirt. And I got my big egghead shining. It's pretty wild.
That is pretty funny. You should post that with the show notes.
I gotta put that on Twitter. I gotta scan it because they hand you like a regular photo.
Oh, it's like a photo. Yeah,
who does that old anymore? School. Why do people do that anymore?
I don't know. You know what I bought on Sunday?
A photo of me?
A lawnmower.
Oh.
I started mowing my own lawn.
Nice. Is it a riding mower?
No, it's actually like an old school like 1950s rotor mower, like no engine or nothing.
You have to crank it or something?
No, you just push it. And the blade
spins.
This
has the blades on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Old school.
Old school, but top of the line. Like, I got the best one you can buy.
The best of the shittiest you got.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't cheap.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, it's nice. I mean, it's supposed to be
very
nice.
What's not cheap for a non-motorized lawnmower?
$200.
Wow. You could have got a motorized one for that much.
Oh, yeah. I know. But I didn't want a motorized one.
Okay. So, you're saving the environment or
saving
gas
the environment
costs.
It self mulches, which actually I knew I got a good mower because my neighbor, the Ned Flanders to my Homer Simpson, who lives two doors down, as soon as he saw me mowing the lawn, he comes to my yard and he's looking it over. He goes, "It's a nice mower you got there."
He's happy you got one that was
mocking you.
Huh?
He's mocking
you.
There was a tone of jealousy. He was like, I may have to try that on my lawn. And I offered, obviously, to let him borrow it whenever he wants. So,
awesome.
Yes, it's very nice. It's pretty impressive, I guess. But yeah, no, I could have gotten a gas mower. But with gas prices these days, I mean, it would cost, what, like $20 just to mow my own lawn.
So like, I doubt that. Your yard isn't, like, there's not that much grass.
No, there isn't that much grass, which is the other reason why I can get away with the manual.
Yeah, you should have just bought a big pair of scissors.
I could have.
That's how small your lawn is.
I could have taped knives to my shoes and danced the jig, and that would have cut the grass too.
Right, like a backwards baraka.
Exactly. Yes, backwards
foot baraka.
Raka. Yes,
foot baraka wins. Anyway, we did a show last week, and there's feedback from that show.
You're lying.
Yep. I see three of them right here on this digital screen that I'm looking at.
Well, look at that. Strider number 9 says, "Yay, more poop talk. Really tired of it. Otherwise, good show. I think Cheapy is lying when he says he's really excited about what Nintendo says about their new console. In reality, he just wants info so he could pick them apart."
What do you think, Wombat? Do you think that's true?
I do not think that's true at all. I think there's two things about Cheapy that everyone needs to understand. At heart, he really doesn't care.
Doesn't care about what?
you just don't care either one way or another. It's not a negative or a positive. It is what it is.
No, that's not okay. Well, what's the other thing?
I don't think that you are willing to expound enough energy to actively hate something. Is where I'm going.
Oh, for sure.
That's what I mean by you don't care. Like, I'm
too lazy to be hateful.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, but I do care. I am genuinely interested to see what Nintendo is going to show.
Yeah, I think you
will.
I think you would rather something be good than bad, no matter what it is.
Of course. Do you think I don't want to buy a new toy and stick it underneath my TV?
But
of course I do.
But you're too lazy to be hateful.
Of course. How could you hate a video game machine?
Oh, I do.
Well, besides the PS3.
Well, mine doesn't make toast, so.
Right.
Thomas 96 has to say, "I have to admit, I was surprised when Wombat said that he hopes Michael Vick doesn't make the cover of Madden 12. I don't know what Wombat's opinion is based on, but I definitely disagree. Well, guess what? You were wrong and I was right. Because Peyton Hillis is going to be the new cover boy."
No, but that's not what he said. He said he doesn't understand why you...
I know.
Because, so should you explain to him?
I don't think a convicted felon who is in prison for killing dogs should be on the cover of Madden.
Yeah.
You know,
I think EA dodged a bullet there too.
Yeah.
They didn't want to put him on the cover.
And I think the vote was legitimate because the discrepancy was too high. Like, if they were to doctor it,
make it
I think they would. I think they would have made the vote closer and make it look like, oh, we just edged him out. But when it was you know, 2/3 of the vote went to Peyton Hillis. Right. That's a pretty big.
I'm fine. Michael Vick served his time. I'm fine with that. I don't agree with what he did previously, but at the same point, I didn't want to see a whole bunch of news stories about him being on the cover of Madden.
Right, what a waste.
With Peyton Hillis, that's pretty safe there.
It is. He's pretty safe.
I'm sure he'll be beating his wife soon or transporting 60 pounds of marijuana in his trunk.
Yes. Did you see the video, the reveal video? I never really realized it before because I don't really get much Peyton Hillis Browns coverage here in New York. That man is gigantic.
Sure. He's a big dude.
He's a big dude. Well, not necessarily, you know, that, you know, running backs aren't always that big. Although I guess he's technically a tailback, but he's big.
Football.
Yeah. Cheapy's favorite topic of conversation.
I watched hockey yesterday. We can talk
about
hockey.
What the fuck is hockey?
I watched the Flyers beat the Sabres in Game 7 on
There's
Game
a
Center.
Team called the Sabres?
Yep. I couldn't watch it on my PlayStation 3, though. It requires PSN authentication. Authentication. I can say authentication.
Does LaFontaine still play for the Sabres?
No. No. Don't worry. We'll talk plenty. Well, we'll see how much we talk about the PSN thing.
Yeah, we'll talk enough about it.
Yeah, enough is the correct enough. Answer. What else we got?
Knights Down has to say, is it just me or does anyone else feel that Shipwreck should assert himself a bit more? He seems to be the odd man out whenever the topic doesn't have to do with new game releases, which is probably 65% of the show. I understand Cheapy needs to keep the show going, but damn, humor the guy. Just don't immediately switch topics as soon as Ship gets his 2 cents in. I hope next time Cheapy does that shit to Ship, he should tell him to shut his face and listen to what I have to say. Other than that, good show this week.
You probably want to write that down, Ship, on an index card. The shut
his face part?
Yeah. Just have it in front of you.
Speaking of faces, I have stitches in
Hey, let's go to the new releases.
didn't see that coming. What happened? Women's basketball coaching injury?
It might, I don't know. This might bring the show down a little bit. Hopefully not. But my dermatologist wants to make sure it's not skin cancer.
Oh.
So they took a biopsy. They took a chunk of my face off.
Oh my God.
Sent it off to a lab.
Is that that's a common thing with redheads, right?
It is. That's why she's concerned, really.
Right.
I think it's just scar tissue because I think I remember getting a basketball injury here about a year ago or something. It just never healed up right.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I am going to be recording a Mortal Kombat review, and people can see that. But it's only like one or two stitches. It's nothing major.
When will
major.
You know about the biopsy?
I think I should know within 6 or 7 days, I think, here soon.
That's a long time, isn't it?
Well, that's when I go back to get the stitches. I don't know. Whenever they call me, they'll call me and let me know if I have the face cancer or not.
See, I would still be calling every day. Do you have an answer yet? Do you have an answer yet? I wouldn't be able to sleep.
It's all right.
Okay.
It's skin cancer. I don't think it's anything that's why I went and had it looked at. And I encourage anybody, especially redheads, to go to their dermatologist at least and get a once over.
But I've never been to a dermatologist.
I hadn't either.
I had a thing burned off my face by a laser.
Nice.
Remember? I told you about it.
Yes.
And the guy lives in my building.
I nearly passed out
building.
Twice here, too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I'm like that, too. I'm really schemish. Squeamish.
Squeamish. I don't know what a schemish is.
It was skeetish and squeamish together.
When you got your face lasered off, did they put the thing over your face so you couldn't see what they were doing?
I don't think so.
They put like this cloth or, I don't know, the same type of stuff like medical gowns and stuff is made out of.
Yeah.
They put it over my face and it just had like a hole where they could do their little hole punching into my face.
Right.
And the whole time all I could think of was just the Joker from the Batman movie while they're up there doing my face. So that helped out a lot.
Did they hand you like a hand mirror afterwards?
That's what I said after I was done. Mirror!
Woo!
But, so I got that going on. That's pretty exciting.
You see what I have to work with.
These tools. I've given a name to my pain. And that name is Batman. All right. New releases?
Yeah.
Nothing really at retail.
Okay.
It's amazing, 1 week to the next, how big of a cliff we just jumped off of.
Right.
But at Xbox Live Arcade, they've got some pretty good releases this week.
I tried them.
Did you try all three?
I tried Outland and Ninto Jump.
How is
Ninto
Jump?
I've tried all three. Did you try any of them, Wombat?
No, I didn't get a chance.
Okay. Let's talk about Outland, Chibi.
Okay, I only played the demo. And it seems pretty cool. If you're into a, you know, one of those platformers where you have the really nice motion capture for the characters, the nice animation, reminds me of like Flashback or something, but with, you know, much bigger jumping, you know, bigger emphasis played on platforming. It seems pretty cool, and there's some combat thrown in there too. It seems pretty cool, and I really like the look of it. It seems like I might buy this.
Did you get to the parts that are like Ikaruga?
No.
Oh, well, you didn't get to the second part of the demo.
No, I played right before we started the show, so I didn't.
Oh, you missed the coolest parts of the demo.
Yeah, I could see that it would be good. I saw enough that I think that I would buy it, so I sort of stopped.
But there's a whole mechanic to it, to where your character, he can change to either red or blue.
Okay.
And so that affects what enemies he can hit and what platforms he can stand on and like what walls he can walk through and everything. It's really neat.
The look is really nice too.
Yeah, it's got the whole kind of like lit from the back, so your character just is kind of like a shadowy thing, similar to what Limbo was and stuff like that.
But colorful. Very colorful.
But colorful, yes.
Yeah, I like it. I'm going to show Mrs. Cheapy, and if she gives me the thumbs up, we're going to be playing it this weekend.
It's $10 too, and it has co-op, right?
That I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it has co-op.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah. And what do you think about Ninto Jump? That's the $5 game where all the proceeds are going to Japanese Red Cross.
Yeah, oh, I have a feeling from I'll Cave. Buy that. What was that?
It's from Cave is the
yes,
company.
Yes, it's from Cave. Yes.
I don't know. I didn't really like it. And it seemed to be really confusing. Like, oh, already it's like throwing new play mechanics on me after like the... You know, I just sort of lost interest pretty quickly. But I hate to bag on it since the proceeds are going to charity.
Yeah, but I kind of felt the same way.
And the look of the game, they're going for like this ancient Japanese like puppetry look. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't translate well to a television set, I think. It looks dark, you know. Maybe because I played it in the living room with, you know, in daylight with my curtains open. But I don't know.
Well, it has a lot of vignetting around the edges and stuff, too, I think.
Yeah.
I just played it this morning as well. But
check it out. Definitely check out the demo.
Yeah.
And it's only $5.
$5,
so
too.
Very rare when you see a $5 game.
Yeah, the third game, is Trouble Witches Neo.
Is that like a Matrix game?
Exactly. It's a Matrix game. It's a side-scrolling shmup starring little lowly witches. Similar to like what a Death Smiles type of thing is, it has a mechanic where as the bullets come at you, you can do a slowdown mechanic that puts a ring around your character. And as the bullets come in there, if you kill the enemy that shot those bullets, then all those bullets turn to coins and you can use those to buy power-ups. So it's for $10, it seems pretty fully featured.
I'm going to buy it twice.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy, I think, all three of these. I mean, $25 for three pretty good games, it looks like. Ninto Jump, it might be okay, but since it has the charity thing going for it, sure.
Yeah. Cool.
I would say you can even rationalize it as $20 for the three games, because you could say that you're getting the game for free, but you're donating $5 to charity. If you want.
Sure, or you could say that they're holding their charity money hostage until you buy their game.
Or something like that. You could, whatever it is, you could write it off.
No, you can't.
Sure.
You can't write that off.
Yes, you can.
No, you 100%
can.
You're receiving
can.
A game. You're receiving a game for it. You can't. So? What's the value of the game?
$5.
Right. So you can't write it off.
No. Well, you could say the game value is zero.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say.
Who said anything about nice? It has to do with saving money on your taxes.
They're going
to
put that on the virtual box. Game value zero.
You could write it off. Exactly.
It's worthless. Completely worthless.
Exactly. And then again, since Shipwreck just talked about it on the show, he can write off all three games. So that's right. A whole
Shipwreck can write
terms.
It off.
Yes, he can write it off.
Start a podcast, then you can write it off.
Exactly.
CAG news and stuff. I don't know. Super Programmer John's been on vacation, so not much has been going on.
That son of a bitch.
He took a vacation. He went to Florida.
Good for him.
Yeah. He got to see Fat Whiteys and drink giant sodas.
Sounds like America.
it's America. What a country.
In America. In Soviet Russia.
You can have soda size of paint bucket. What a country.
In Soviet Russia, paint bucket inside soda. Huh? Doesn't even make sense.
What else? Shopping news? I don't know. Go to the front page of CAG.
Okay. In Soviet Russia, paint come in soda can.
There you go.
There you go. I got it. I had to
so
take me a
with,
second.
With all these, you know, I'm looking at the game deals for this week, and I see, like, week after week, as I put together the Sunday ad deals, everybody's got $50 gift cards with Xbox 360s, whether it's the Kinect bundle or just the plain old, you know, 4 gigabyte bundle. $50 gift cards up the ass week after week. So, obviously, price drop coming at E3.
Yep, price drop at E3.
For sure. Like, yep. You can put that in the bank. The only question is, how big of a price drop?
At
only
least
the PowerPoint slide will tell us.
Right. Actually, I didn't receive an invite to that press conference. Did you?
I have not yet. Hmm. We might be crashing that one.
Hmm. Definitely, especially if they're giving out free consoles again. What else we got here? Some GoDaddy? How about some GoDaddy coupon codes, Wombat?
Sure, we got 10% off any order with the code KAG10.
This is a horrible commercial. Sorry. You didn't even say what GoDaddy is.
GoDaddy for all your web domain hosting needs. GoDaddy.com. 10% off any order at KAG10. $5 off any $30 order with KAG5 off 30. $7.49 domain names with KAG domain. And starting May 1st, deluxe hosting for the price of economy. Use code CAGECO. That's CAGECO. Go Daddy. Go Daddy or go fuck yourself.
Right. Awesome, Wombat.
Thank you.
How about some multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff? Or we should talk about Sony first. What do you want to do? Wombat, it's up to you. Show's in your hands.
Well, according to our outline, there is no news about Sony. Right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wombat is very proud of himself because the Sony heading, he wrote, there is no news about Sony.
So I thought it was funny.
He made sure to check with me this morning to see if I thought it was funny. And now he's making sure that all the listeners know about it, too.
That's right. You know why? Because I'm proud of my humor.
I know. I think it's great.
I know you
That's do. I'm telling everybody about it.
Which is even worse.
So, of course. Okay. So, let's... But I mean, well, how do we even start talking about this?
For those who don't know, by not knowing, I guess you would just not have any television or news or an internet.
Right.
Network, yes, has been hacked. And PlayStation Network has been down for a little over a week and will be down for probably at least another week longer. And everyone's information, all 75 million users, has been stolen.
But it's not confirmed that the credit card information is stolen.
Well, the credit card information is encrypted.
Okay.
So your credit card information is encrypted, but nothing else is. So you really need to worry, say, if you use the same password for everything. Which is actually, it's very funny because, you know, as people like to yell at us about, we do game share. And because we game share, we actually have
special passwords.
Special passwords for the PSN. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's
mine had Wombat in the name.
Yes, so did... No, mine did. Mine had Shipwreck in the name.
Mine had Wombat in the name.
You win!
Hey, I'm the best! Yay! So according to Joystick, there's going to be a new PS3 firmware to accompany the PSN relaunch. They're actually rebuilding the network from scratch.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
No.
I need firmware updates all the time.
Exactly.
As much as possible.
It is kind of funny. I mean, people have been complaining about the oft firmware updates for a long time. and it seems as though they didn't help at all.
Right, exactly.
They did absolutely shit.
Which is what we all knew anyway, because they tell you what they do, and we could see it was all.
All they did was remove Linux. That's as far as I know. That's the only thing firmware has ever done. Oh no, and it made my
Curiosity, right? Wasn't that a firmware update?
Probably.
I don't even know what that is.
That's their entertainment streaming service.
And it also made it so the background can kind of move a little bit, like sparklies.
Yeah,
I remember that one, the sparkly update. That was a good one.
That was
one of my favorite firmware updates right there.
Right. They definitely should have been working on that and not their network security.
No, I think sparklies are very important. It's like Twilight.
There was the one that gave us the RSS feed, too. I remember that one.
And home.
And the clock. The clock. Remember the clock?
This is the greatest hits of firmware here. This is good.
I went on.
How much we remember about some of these firmware updates.
Because you're always thinking, oh, God, not another firmware update. Well, let's see. Is it at least going to give me something cool? Oh, it gave me sparkly theme. Great. Or now I can do like a photo slideshow. So they actually, remember last week I was talking about how BBC asked me to come on the TV show and talk about Nintendo? And I said I didn't want to do it because I'm too, basically I just don't want to put a suit on and go over there. And, you know, it's just sort of a waste of time anyway. They called or they sent me an email the morning of this, you know, when it was revealed that the credit cards were stolen or likely maybe stolen to come on. And they actually just asked me to do the radio show. So I was like, all right, I'll do that because I don't have to go anywhere. I just, you know, don't even have to get dressed or shave or anything. And then, like, I agreed to do it, and then they said, oh, would you mind coming to our studio and do it there, you know, so we get, like, a better quality. They have an ISDN line. So, like, all right, I'll do that. And then they're like, and while you're there, would you mind doing some TV also? And I was like, oh, man, you just, like, totally tricked me. I mean, but then they wind up actually canceling the TV thing because they had something else booked at the same time. But I went down there, and I did Radio Live, 5 Live or something. I don't know, some really early morning BBC radio show.
I liked it.
Oh, you heard it?
Yes, I listened. You sent it to me this morning.
Oh, okay. And I'll put it on the end of the show. I have a recording of it, thanks to somebody on Twitter. I forgot. But
We need to always refer to our show as the CAG cast.
They always fuck it up. No matter what I tell them, it never comes out right. And
I just like hearing CAG cast with the British accent.
Oh, yeah, but it would be much cooler to hear CAG
David
cast.
David Abrams from the CAG cast.
Don't you think it would be better to hear CAG cast Sony with a British accent?
Well, you know, CAG cast people may not be able to find. CAG cast, you could type that into iTunes easier.
Yeah, it'll have zero impact on our listenership, I'm sure.
I actually had to have
a conversation with the producer about them not feeling comfortable saying cheap ass gamer on the air. And I was like, well, how about cheap arse gamer? Is that any better? And they said, no, it's exactly the same, actually. But they laughed. But yeah, so I don't even know what the hell I said. I mean, the questions were a little weird. Like, guys like asking me like what kind of encryption they're using or something. I don't even know what he was asking me. But
what kind of impact do you think this will have on the royal wedding?
I was like all set to make like some royal wedding jokes, but then I thought that, you know, that's not really like an ideal place for me to go and talk about this shit. Like, I want to be silly, and you know, they don't want me to make fun of the royal wedding probably. So there's a bunch of questions about it. So I thought maybe what we would do is we take some questions from our listeners about this whole Sony thing and see where it goes from here. Mirage Strike via Twitter wants to know if we took any measures after what's happened with this PSN leakage. Have you guys canceled any credit cards or anything?
No, I've been checking my account often because you never know. But
yeah, I just checked mine.
Yeah, and everything is fine. The last purchase was a cup of coffee from a local bakery, but that's about it. So I'm in good shape.
Shipwreck, have you been, you must have been doing some heavy work here on this.
Yeah. What I did to make sure I was in the clear and everything was I went onto Twitter and I made a lot of sarcastic comments. Right. And I think that has me covered.
Yeah, you're covered. You didn't change your name?
No, I didn't go out and change my proper name or my birth date or anything like that. I think I'm good. I mean, if Obama can put out his birth certificate, I think I'm okay with these hackers having my my personal information. That's great. They get a 1 in 75 million chance of using it, right? That's good.
I don't know. And we also we don't know, like, the person who did this, if they just did it to, you know, to do it, or if they're actually going to do something with the data.
Yeah. And I would, if I knew that password was the same that I use for everything, like it was when Kotaku got hacked, I would change it.
Yep. Yeah, mine went when Kotaku got hacked. I downloaded the file to see what it, you know, if my shit was in there. Sure enough, it was right there. So, luckily I saw it pretty quickly and changed it. Let's see. Do you Buff Marte says, is this PSN breach going to turn off many users of the PS3 and cause them to defect to the 360? Shipwreck?
Nah.
Wombat?
It's possible. I could see people maybe hesitant to put their information into the PSN shop again, but.
But you could always buy, you know, like those
I could see people might be an increased sale in the pre-purchase cards.
I asked this question on Twitter to my followers on Twitter.
That's probably a very good alternative. Or does Amazon still sell?
Oh, no, not the digital. They don't sell the digital ones, I don't think anymore. I forget. Or maybe they do. They don't do it with Xbox.
They don't do Xbox anymore.
Right, they do
anymore.
It for PSN, not for Xbox anymore.
So I asked this question. Amazon. To most people, and most people basically said the same thing. They said it really not going to affect them. If maybe some people said they would buy those cards instead of giving them their credit card information, but for the most part, it seemed like it didn't really matter. And I think what it really comes down to is, like, how badly do you want that company's product? And I think the real problem for Sony is that their problem lies not so much with this, is that, like, where is their killer product that is going to make people forget about this? You know, like, Apple could basically get away with a lot right now because the demand is so high for the iPhone and iPad and all their shit. They, you know, they had this big thing come out that the iPhone has been tracking your every movement and sends this information onto Apple, like, every time you sync or something like that. I don't know, but it sounded pretty heavy duty. But for the most part, people aren't going to care because they want that new iPhone when it comes out. And the question for Sony is, do they have a product that's going to make people feel the same way?
Well, do you think that a lot of it is also, and we've been talking about this on this show for, I don't know, maybe 6 years, the disconnect between Japanese companies and the American consumer. Do you think that, you know, the time it took, you know, I've been saying for a long time that I don't think, you know, we're not the number one concern for Sony is the American audience. And I've been saying the same thing, but it's not just a Sony thing. I've been saying it about Nintendo. I've said it about Capcom and Sega.
But it was a worldwide thing.
Yeah, I know. It is a world. I'm just saying, but there hasn't been, you know, Americans like their news up front.
Well, here's the other, and this, I think,
and
the host.
And we haven't been getting it.
Well, one of the theories, and I think it was the host of the radio show that I did, I think, was it on the British one or the Scottish one? I forgot. He said that they released their tablets. They announced their tablets. They didn't release them. They announced them at a conference in Tokyo this week. And he thought maybe they delayed the bad news till after this event, so it wouldn't rain on their tablet parade. So I thought that was a pretty interesting theory.
It could be. It could be that they're telling the truth and they didn't know how serious it was until they told us. But
it sounded like they knew how serious it was, like, earlier this week, like on Monday.
You know, wasn't that when they told us? Or was it Tuesday?
No, it was like a day. There was like a sort of a day or two. And the day was like right after the press conference, the tablet press conference, when they gave you the really bad news about the credit cards.
But they've known for how long has it been down? Over a week now? The 20th?
Well, they said they hired an outside firm and they had to get the reports and I don't know. But I don't know.
They didn't say that they took it down, you know. They took down the PlayStation Network when they realized that there had been a breach.
Right. When they realized that their shit was vulnerable. And when people thought at first it was because people thought there was a way to steal the games because of the recent hack of the firmware on the PS3, that people found a way to download games for free off the marketplace, but that wasn't it. Some more questions from our listeners. The Mig Dig says, with security breach at PSN, will you admit hating the PS3 and Nintendo and let other and let topics other than what you like be discussed? No. We already had this conversation.
You don't hate anything. You're too lazy to hate things.
In a way, it almost doesn't really change the way I feel about the PS3.
Nah.
Because I wasn't going to any multi-platform game that had an online mode. I was going to buy the Xbox version no matter what. You know, because of the superior online service. So it doesn't really change. It's not going to change anything that I do, really. Except, I don't know. Well, now their network is going to be really secure, you would think.
I wonder if they'll actually make it so downloads on the PlayStation 3 don't take about a day and a half.
I think that's not going to be part of the fix.
Because that would be nice. Because that would almost make it all worth it.
Maybe they'll get rid of game sharing while they're in there.
Who knows?
I'm sure they would like to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
They must regret ever doing that.
I did find out that the title updates still download as well. Because I stuck a new game in my PS3 and I got to sit there for a half hour watching the title updates download.
Yeah, exactly. Like that.
Do you have PSN Plus? Or PS Plus? You don't have that.
I'm looking to sign up for it now, though.
Yeah.
No. I haven't found the thing that makes me want to spend $50 for PSN Plus yet. I've been close a couple times.
But. Well, those downloads will be automatically done for you. What do you think of that?
Is it worth that, or is it worth just me complaining about it for 30 seconds?
I don't know. And I get the free Game Center. I get that Game Center app for free. NHL Game Center. There's a lot of game centers out there.
Right. That's what I was wondering. I was like, what are you talking about?
What game center are you talking about? You're talking about the Apple Game Center, the NHL Game Center, the Gamefly Game Center, the Walmart Game Center, or I must be missing a game center.
The chocolatey game center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop?
Yum. Testudo writes in. He says, what will Sony give away as compensation for the fucked up network service? Free game, free curiosity, free hand jobs, free transvestite.
Undertow.
Well, so Microsoft in 2007, remember holiday 2007, Xbox Live had a lot of, it wasn't totally down because I remember.
No, it was totally down for about a week, but it was due to heavy traffic. Yeah.
I don't think it was totally down.
I was off that week. It was totally down.
I thought I remember being able to get on.
Well, maybe. You might have been able to because the traffic wouldn't have been as high when you were trying to get on.
Oh, maybe that was it.
That's possible. Because
I remember people talking about the problem and then thinking that, you know, okay, I see it's a little wonky, but okay. So they basically had a problem for, it was more than a week. It was almost 2 weeks, I think, of problems. Maybe it wasn't totally down for 2 weeks, but 2 weeks of problems. I did some Googling. So they gave out Undertow for free in January of 2008. So what will Sony do? Wombat, your predictions now.
We're all going to get copies of Calling All Cars.
that doesn't have any online support anymore.
And Super Stardust HD.
Pain. I'm predicting a free pain.
Free pain. Yes. Pain for your pain.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Is that good
synergy right there?
Yeah, right. Yep. Pain for your pain.
And a free.
You might as well just send SOCOM out to everybody.
See, that would make more sense. Something big. SOCOM, what's that game? MAG?
A free MAG.
Free MAG. That could work. Because I don't own that game.
Don't hold your breath on free MAG. That would be good, though.
It would be good. It shouldn't be something that costs $10. It should be something that has some substance to it.
Okay.
Even though we're not paying for the service. That's what people are going to say.
Yeah, it's free service. It's still free, you know.
By the way,
I don't care if they're going to give us compensation, but I'm sure they'll give us something. It's just how these things work.
See, I don't think we're going to get anything. I think we'll be lucky to get an apology.
It's weird. So, like, they put out that post, and the apology is not so much of an apology for "oops, we lost your data." It was more like, you know, we're sorry for the inconvenience of our awesome service is not working, and we're sorry for that inconvenience. But it's not. It needs more bowing, even in the written document. There should be some sort of a written interpretation of bowing.
There won't be
an animated GIF of somebody bowing.
Yes.
There won't be any remorse towards the American audience. I'm telling you that right now. There won't be any.
How about a ritual disemboweling?
That would be I would accept that. But that I don't think we're going to get anything.
On their knees on the edge of a cliff.
Exactly. It's like
with the sun setting.
Yeah.
Telling great movie, Mishima, A Life in Four Chapters. Should look into that. It's a great movie. Fantastic film. That was relevant to the disemboweling. Bowing. Bowing and disemboweling is what we need.
Bowling?
Yeah. Let's see. And now there's a lawsuit, of course. A class action lawsuit against Sony for this, which is really
gross. Did you go to the website of this lawyer, by the way? Because I did earlier today.
No.
It looks like an old school GeoCities website. It's terrible.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Angel Fire is suing.
I can't see it.
What's the name? The Rothkin. Just Google the Rothkin Law Firm.
That's okay.
I think it's like techlaw.com or something like that.
It's really ridiculous. I mean, it's basically ambulance chasing. But people feel like because it's a big company, like, it, you know, just sue them. Just sue everybody.
Techfirm.com. That's what it is.
Oh, I'm not supposed to burp in the microphone. I'm sorry.
Nah, you should be.
I'm gassy. I apologize for that one. I'll try not to do that again. Okay, here it is. Yeah, this is a pretty poor looking website.
but they specialize in technology. Can't you tell by their website? By the stock photo of the Golden Gate Bridge? Yeah,
it's funny. It says Rothkin Law Firm, and then underneath it, Class Actions, Civil Litigation, and High Technology Law.
Yes,
and they did manage to get a Twitter widget up on their page, though.
That's because it's probably part of their package. You know,
they should use GoDaddy.
Yeah, they probably did. It looks like one of those GoDaddy pre-built sites. Mm. But anyway.
Anyway.
Yes.
I don't know what
I've been playing something though on the PS3.
What?
I've been playing MotorStorm Apocalypse.
Oh, how is that? It's just like the other MotorStorms, but
I got the Asian version because it's out already.
Yep.
How's the online multiplayer?
The US version comes out next week. It's great. I've never played a MotorStorm game before beyond just the demos and everything. And so the main difference between this is it's taken place in a city that's been ravaged by an earthquake.
Right.
So instead of everything being brown, everything is gray. Mm-hmm.
Do you get to see the workers saying goodbye to their families while they go to clean the nuclear power plant?
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Oh, okay.
Are they showing that on the news?
No, but oh. I've heard about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why, are they showing that on the news in Japan?
I don't watch it, really.
Because that would make me cry, probably.
Yeah, go on, Shipwreck.
Oh, okay. So it kind of reminds me of Split Second, in that the tracks deform and everything falls down and there's all kinds of chaos and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like a crappy Split Second because it's not as much fun to drive around. You're not the one controlling all the destruction that's going on. And you can't, like, it just, there's so many instant deaths that are ungratifying in MotorStorm. You have no idea where the track is going if you haven't memorized the locations. Like, if you've never run a course before, you're going to fly off the side or just hit like an abutment, and then your car's just going to have a very minimal, like, little wreck, and it's not satisfying. It's not a huge explosion or anything, and then you press the X button and you're back into the race. There's just not a lot to it.
Yeah, that's my problem with the MotorStorm series. There's not a lot to it. There's not a lot to do. You drive in the track in a circle, you unlock new cars. I mean, do you even unlock new cars? The old ones, you just unlock, like, skins or something.
Yeah, I think there's, like, cards, like, hidden along the track that you can collect if you run over them.
Yeah, but you can't upgrade them, right? Or anything? There's no, like, upgrade system or customization of your cars, right?
Not in the story mode. I think you do that, like, it looks like there's, like, a persistent online mode. Of course, I can't try it out, but I could go in there and customize my car with different parts.
Oh, interesting.
I think they were all just cosmetic. But then you can assign different perks to your car. Like, it takes you less time to respawn, or you cool quicker in water, or stuff like that.
Yeah. I'll say one thing. The 3D is awesome for that game. That's one game where the 3D makes a big difference. Yep. I've played it at a TGS and twice, actually, and It's very impressive. It's always been good at MotorStorm, actually, because that wide field of view and looks really amazing.
Yeah, I would suggest if you're thinking about MotorStorm, get Split Second first. It's just a much more enjoyable game. The mechanics are more fun.
And
you
cheaper.
You can tell where you're supposed to be driving, and it's cheaper.
And Jon Snow recommends it.
Well, I only buy games that have his quotes on the back of the box.
Yep. And you know, in Game of Thrones, there's a character named Jon Snow.
Close.
No. Do you watch that at all?
No. I don't have HBO.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't
either.
I hope still watch it.
Point taken.
Let's go back up to multi-platforming.
Okay.
Boing.
Boing. So we're done with
combat.
Sony. We said enough with
Let's
Sony.
Let's talk about that.
To sum up the whole Sony situation, I'm not...
It sucks. Move on.
Right.
Stop. What are you doing?
Okay.
You don't need to sum it up.
All right.
Yeah, what is this? You're writing a dissertation?
Mm-hmm.
What was your hypothesis? I think I missed that part.
It sucks.
Oh, okay.
But it won't matter.
It's supposed to be a question.
It sucks. It won't matter in the long run. The biggest problem is they announced their new tablets play PS1 games. That's the big feature of their new tablets.
Excellent.
And they're bulkier than the iPad,
which is good. I can't wait to read your bibliography.
Great. Multi-platforming. So, what have we been doing?
Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
Yeah, we've all been playing Mortal Kombat, haven't we?
We played the King of the Hill mode together.
We did. It was fun.
Yeah, since the last episode. I had the PS3 version of it. They sent me that for review. And then I went out and got the 360 version because I wanted to play it online.
Did?
Yes, imagine that. I got the collector's edition that comes with the bookends and everything.
How come you didn't go for the super duper joystick edition?
Well, I went into Best Buy, which was my mistake, because I haven't been to Best Buy in probably about a year. And why are those places still in business?
Like, why? What's the problem?
It's terrible in there.
Why?
Well, the only reason I went to Best Buy in the first place was because we had cashed in these Coke rewards for Best Buy gift certificates because that was about the best thing we could get. So I had $65 to spend. So I went in there and I was going to look for a new laptop bag.
That's a lot of Coca-Cola.
It was. It was like 2 years worth of Coke points that we'd just been saving up.
No wonder why you got face cancer.
Right. Oh, I've just been pouring. Like, I take showers. Like, I just bathe my face.
Anything I've said has just been canceled out by that one statement.
So I went in there looking for a laptop bag because I got the new MacBook. And they had at least 15 or 20 varieties of black, like, nylon laptop bags. And that was pretty much it. That's all I had to choose from. And they were all either around $50 or $100 for these laptop bags, which is completely ridiculous. So then I spent another hour just wandering around Best Buy trying to find something to buy.
And then I told you what to buy.
Yeah, and then you told me to buy Mortal Kombat. And so I looked around and I was like, well, they just have the normal version here. So I decided to drive to another Best Buy to see what they had at that Best Buy. And I got there and I was looking for the tournament edition. They didn't have it. Couldn't really find much anything going on there. And then, like, hidden away just on this one corner of the video games where they had stacked up, I don't know, like 12 Halo Legendary Editions.
Hmm.
Like, sitting next to that stack was a collector's edition Mortal Kombat. So I went with that because I had to spend the $65. But seriously, Best Buy is terrible now. They have hardly anything. They have their games locked up behind the register now, too.
Oh, mine doesn't. Mine isn't like that.
Oh, mine is.
Shipwreck lives in the hood. You forget.
Maybe it's just your Ohio Best Buy.
It's like a battle zone. His Kentucky Fried Chicken has bulletproof glass.
Don't they all?
The one in my by my college used to have that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Drive-through bulletproof Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's awesome.
Yeah. you've never seen that before?
No.
No.
Oh man, Rochester, dude. Rochester's got some tough tough neighborhoods.
I guess so. Then again, someone was murdered in my backyard of the house I lived in college.
Mm.
That was a fun day. But anyway, yes, you were telling a story.
Yeah, at Best Buy, I did, while I was wandering around in the computer section, I did get to hear somebody sell antivirus software to somebody who was buying an iPad too.
How do they make antivirus software for that?
No.
I don't know.
How could you? I don't understand. It's totally closed.
They sold him some antivirus software for his iPad too.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed by that sale. So yeah, stay away from Best Buy, guys. That they should no longer exist. Other than, I guess they exist because of electronics, like the TVs and stuff. Because you really, most people I think still like to buy those in a store rather than online.
Yeah, I bought my last TV from Best Buy at Best Buy.
Yeah, but other than that, that store is that has gone downhill here in the last 5 years or so.
I almost had a good contact at Best Buy. This guy from Best Buy, who is the he was the video games marketing guy for Best Buy. He started posting on Keg, but he was sort of doing it wrong. Like it came across very spammy as opposed to the way the Kmart people do it, where they introduce themselves and said, you know, we want your feedback. So I wrote the guy an email and I said, hey, let's have a phone call. Let's talk and I can, you know, maybe give you some pointers so people don't hate your posts.
So you could tell him how to properly do his job.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't know. I mean, it's hard to come onto
that's
a, like,
his
a community.
Job.
It's not his, well, but to come and just start posting on a message board.
It's yes, that's part of the
you
job.
You think you should be able to do it perfectly?
Yes, I think if you're marketing, if your job is marketing to the video game market, you should have knowledge on how to do that properly.
And, okay, well, okay, so he didn't have that knowledge. For whatever reason, he just didn't have that knowledge. So I said,
his uncle is Bob Best Buy.
I don't know. So we had a phone call meeting, and it went very well. I talked to the guy, explained what I thought he should do, and I'm all excited because he seemed very excited. And I was like, hey, maybe I could even get them to like buy some ads or something. And who knows what could happen? You know, closer relationship with Best Buy. It's all good. So after like an hour phone call with a guy, I was pretty excited. And then I get an email from him a couple days later, and he's like, hey, can you delete my account from Keg? I no longer work in the video game department at Best Buy. So I was pretty excited about that. All my investment, all my dreams and hopes dashed.
Well, I can put you in touch with the guy that was selling the antivirus software.
No. I need a corporate guy.
Oh.
Best Buy corporate. What else we got? Are we done talking about Mortal Kombat already?
I really like the story mode. We didn't even talk about
Mortal Kombat.
I know. I love the story mode. I've been playing through the story mode, and I think I'm going to finish it. I'm on my
chapter. I was going to say, I haven't finished it yet. Where are you up to?
I'm at Striker. I'm with Striker right now.
Oh, nice. I'm on Smoke.
It's fun. I mean, the story's sort of... but it's good enough.
No, it's good. It's good for a fighting game.
But the writing is a little... kind of
it's cheesy. It's supposed to be that way.
Yeah, for a fighting game it's awesome, and I wish every fighting game did something like that. It really makes like the Capcom game seem lazy.
Yeah, it really fleshes out the characters.
Yeah,
like you kind of get the idea of who's on what side and why they feel that way and stuff, so that fighting games you really don't know, like especially these are just a bunch of like originally color swapped ninjas,
right? And now there's a story.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, the story's been around for a while, but they're at least they're presenting
it to
you.
This is the first one that's really
fleshed it out. Yeah, no, it's really good. It's engaging. It makes you want to get to the next fight. And even my wife was getting into it when we were sitting on the couch, you know, because I was playing it last night. She was kind of enjoying watching it. I think she got a little too excited because she had to go back into bed and lay down. But
it's too exciting, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little too exciting for her.
The difficulty level is pretty good, too, I find. It's challenging, but it's not overly frustrating.
I don't find
myself getting stuck that often.
I find when you fight the tag.
That's harder, but you can still do it.
That's when it gets really hard.
Right, but not super cheap.
No,
and
not
even I didn't even get stuck on Shao Kahn. I heard Shao Kahn was super cheap.
He comes back. See him again.
Oh,
and
good. But I found that if I was using Liu Kang, right? You use Liu Kang, I think, in that fight. And if you just stand back and shoot the fireballs, then he just stands there and he keeps taunting you. And I'm just shooting the fireballs at him. Then I'll shoot like the enhanced fireball, and he just stands there like a jerk.
Because he is a jerk. He's Shao Kahn.
Yeah.
I found that throws were very effective against him.
Oh, okay, and the unlocking the stuff in the challenge tower is fun too. It's hard to know.
Yeah,
what to do.
I'm closing in on the 200 challenge of that. I've finished the story mode.
How many are there? 200 challenges?
There's total? 300 challenges.
300, okay.
Yeah, which is a lot. I mean,
that's
it takes,
insane. I'll never finish that.
Do they
that.
Get really interesting, or are they pretty much
I think
the
they mix them up well. I mean, well, there's a lot
did
of
you get up to the one with
stuff.
Jax where you shoot, where it's, you know, like almost a side-scrolling shooter?
Yeah, yeah, those are lame.
There's quite a few of those in there that have... They mix it up a little bit, but there's a lot of those just kind of shooting stuff as they walk across the screen, like zombies or whatever.
Yeah. It's a nice package, though. It's a
there's
really
some more
nice
fun
package.
Fights in there. Yeah. The King of the Hill stuff's cool, though.
Yep.
We played
that. Can, the winner stays on, and everyone else sits in a room, and you know, you can see your avatars hanging out if you want, or you can go full screen. It's a great all-around package for a fighting
game. And these two dicks both gave me a 3 when I won the first round.
Yeah, but I gave you 10s.
That's because all you do is jump and uppercut.
Did I win?
One. I won the rest of the night.
I think I won 3, actually.
I didn't win at all.
I won 3. No, you won 1.
I won 1.
And Shipwreck won like 12.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to go again soon.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Like, I want to come home from work every day and play Mortal Kombat. It's that much fun.
There you go. Did you write a review of this one yet? No.
I'm doing a video review of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I had it recorded the other night, but I didn't like the audio of it, so I'm redoing it.
Okay. It's a $60 game for sure. I mean, I don't think you'll feel disappointed if you spend
no,
$60.
I was happy with my purchase. I went out, bought it, got my $10 gift card from Best Buy. Mm-hmm.
What does Mrs. Wombat think of the girls' outfits in Mortal Kombat?
Her problem isn't so much the girls' outfits. She thinks their bodies are a little too masculine. That they look a little too transsexual.
Mm-hmm. The tits are too big. Well, you don't need tits that big. I know everyone likes big tits, but they don't need to be that big. It's like comical at this point. Like, why does Sonya need to have big tits?
It's not even that. It's like, why is Sonya dressed like that if she's supposed to be in the army? Like, that's, I'm going on this special forces mission. Where's my strap to cover my nipples? She's wearing, basically,
isn't she wearing... that's what she's wearing.
She's wearing like a strap that she could strap that covers her nipples and something to fit her badge on. That's it.
Yeah, it's too much. It might be even more erotic if all the women didn't have, you know, G-cup tits or whatever those are.
Or if she wore a shirt.
Right, exactly, right. There's ways to make it sexy without everyone having basketballs latched onto their chests.
I understand
maybe,
that it's
maybe some of the women could be like that, but some of them could be like... Tone down a little bit too.
Yeah, of course. Like Sonya. So Melina maybe needs to have giant tits, but does Sonya need to have giant tits? I mean, come on. I like Jax's chest though. I was satisfied with that.
Jax?
Yeah, he had a nice chest. Uh-huh. Let's see. Oh, Portal 2. I'm playing Portal 2. I've been playing the co-op with Mark Matt Dizzle, aka Gaming Jesus. Yeah, it's fun. Co-op is great. It works awesome. Have you tried it at all? Shipwreck, you finished it.
I finished it, yeah. I've played through the single player twice and the multiplayer 1.5 times, I think.
So. Split screen, right?
Split screen, and I played a little bit with Griffin McElroy online, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic game. I think I've put like maybe 25 hours into it.
That's impressive for a game that's been out for a week. A little more than a week.
Well, I had it early too.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but I love it. I think I'm chasing down all the achievements. I think I have 7 co-op achievements left. So,
yeah, it's a lot like the first one, but it's more of it, and it's fun. It still makes me laugh. The comments make me laugh after every during all the testing and stuff, and that's all we need, right? We talked about this last week. I think we're saying the same thing. What else? Anything else?
I don't think so. All right, if you're looking for an interesting Xbox Live indie game, you could check out Rotor. It's $1. It's an early game that's been on there for a while, but for some reason I felt like downloading it. It's a helicopter game. The controls take a little getting used to, but it's interesting, and that's $1. Rotor.
Right. For what? For Xbox?
Yeah, Xbox Live indie game.
Well, someone put this news item here for Microsoft.
Okay. Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Telltale Games are finally coming to the Xbox 360. I know Shipwreck likes them.
No, I'm a little bit confused. Like,
well,
I saw this headline come across. Yeah, Wallace and Gromit's already there, and Sam and Max is already there.
Is it there? I didn't realize it was there. So
yeah, that's where I played.
The newer ones, I guess, aren't.
Right. Okay, so that obviously means Jurassic Park is coming.
Yes, which is also pretty cool. And are they Back to the Future?
They are Back to the Future.
So maybe
I would assume
they're
going to bring those over too. They get a lot of stuff in the works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aren't they doing a what's that police TV show? Law something? Crime Scene? Random Crime Scene?
I love that show, Random Crime Scene. It's just two guys walking down the street. What's going on here? Oh, it's a crime.
Law and Order, not Law and Order. What's the one where they with the CSI? Who song in the beginning?
CSI.
Aren't they doing a CSI?
I would actually rather watch Random Crime Scene. I don't know what that show is about, but I want to watch it.
Huh. I thought they were doing one.
There have been many CSI games.
Yeah, so it's not CSI then, maybe.
Yeah, who makes those? I want to say that's like South Peak or something, isn't it?
Hmm. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, and also, whoa, what's that noise? Oh, that's me. There's videos playing in my browser. Let's move on to Nintendo.
Ubisoft? So, really? Ubisoft makes the CSI games.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So Nintendo has come out. President of Nintendo, Iwata, has come out, and he said that, hey, 3DS has not met up to our sales expectations. He says, we originally expected that the value of 3D images without the need for special glasses would be automatically spread to some extent by many consumers experience the device by themselves and together with people around them. We need to do a lot more to convey the value to consumers.
They need games.
Right. So he's very honest, though. He said,
Yeah, that is.
That's like so honest. He's basically saying, hey, look. We thought that the gimmick of 3D would just sell the system. We didn't even think that we needed to have any like killer games out for it. We just thought people would be so hungry for 3D without glasses at a price much cheaper than a TV or any 3D display. We would just sell these things like hotcakes, and we were wrong. That's pretty pretty refreshing right there. And he also says the earthquake. He blames the earthquake too. But I think it's the games, the lack.
Yeah,
of
there
games,
there are no
right.
games.
Yeah,
there's not.
For it.
Yeah,
right. Which you can infer from his statement as well. You know, just the ooh factor was not enough. We need the software.
Going back to the Telltale thing, real quick.
Huh?
They already made CSI games, and they are making a Law and Order game.
Law and Order. Okay.
Yeah. As well as King's Quest and The Walking Dead.
Jeez, they're busy.
And Fables. I guess, is that Fables one based off of the comic book?
I was just going to ask you that same question. Oh, that's good.
Yep.
And L.A. Law. They should make an L.A. Law game. With Benny. Remember Benny? No.
I do. I'm not going to make any jokes about Benny.
You don't want to make any Benny jokes? You know, it's been so long since I've seen it, I can't even do a good Benny.
You've made Benny jokes on this show before.
Yeah, I made jokes about the Tourette's guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not Benny, I don't think. Maybe Benny. How about a Knight Rider game?
I'm sure they have one in the works.
That would be good. All right, let's take some more questions from our listeners. Cagbag, show us your tweets. Some of these are pretty wild. Patrick Hines via Twitter says, you guys seem to be very casual gamers. Shipwreck, would you classify yourself as a casual gamer?
I casually play everything that comes out, pretty much.
Right. What's your gamer score on Xbox Live?
It's closing on around 80,000 or something.
Yeah, that's pretty casual, I would say.
It's pretty insane.
And I'm like 40,000.
I think I'm under 30, but you know, like 28.
Casual gamers. We may not be competitive playing for money, but so he goes on to say, you know, what are your thoughts on competitive gaming like MLG and GSL? Both are great. Well,
I'm 29,000, 29,714.
What's that? Oh, your
nerd score? Yeah, I'm almost at 30,000.
I'm an MLG fan.
Yeah,
I like MLG.
Yeah, me too.
I like Sundance from MLG.
I was going to say
fan of Sundance. So I don't even know where GSL is. We don't ever need to speak of that again.
Mm-mm.
But I do. I would like to get into watching some of that competitive. I like. I see sometimes they put videos up on Xbox Live, and I watch them. It's cool. see people who are really good at Halo just so ridiculous. It's interesting to me. I wish it was easier for me to watch it without me paying a lot of money. That's the key.
I don't really watch people play video games.
So is this guy just inferring that if you're not a competitive gamer, you're a casual gamer?
Yeah, like that's specifically
like
why
it's this
it
really
there.
Hard drawn line. It's either you play for money or everything else.
Like, or you're not good enough to play for money, so you're so, casual.
So, you know, a middle-aged woman that plays, you know, solitaire on her PC and you finishing Halo and Gears of War, that's the same.
Right, it's the same thing.
That's the same thing. Somehow. Okay, just checking.
Okay, but that's not the craziest question. There's some crazier ones coming up, but we'll get to those later.
Turn me
here's
on.
Here's another
it,
question.
Man.
Here's this one. I just wanted to read the question. I don't really care to answer it. But Cag Nihongo says, if you answer this, please refer to me by my name, Bobby Hyatt.
No.
My question is Monster Hunter. Is Monster Hunter as big as people say it is in Japan? Do you think he's related to the Hyatt Hotel people?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You do? Okay.
Yep. I'm going to say he's Bobby Hyatt III.
You've thought about it for a minute, and yes, the answer is yes. To answer your question, yes, Monster Hunter is very big in Japan. People play it on the train all the time.
Mr. It just came out for 360, I saw.
Oh, is this the pay one or?
I think so.
I don't know.
I saw it on PlayAsia. I didn't know exactly what it was because Monster Hunter's pretty boring.
I don't know. Don't upset the 8-4 crew. They really like Monster Hunter.
I've already talked to them about it when I was in Japan.
And what'd they say? They're big nerds and they like Monster Hunter.
Right. That's pretty much what they said.
Right. I know. I like it.
I've tried to play it. It's just maybe if I was in Japan and like had my PSP and was playing against other people on the subway and everything, right. Maybe I'd get into it, but
yep.
I don't know.
Right. Nate Lives writes in, says he wants to know likes and dislikes of Gears of War 3 beta, and did you watch the 12-minute Battlefield 3 video? Amazing, so awesome. I know you watched that, right, Wombat? You watched the Battlefield?
Oh, yeah. I watched the whole, all 12 minutes of it. You know what right. I did watch? I did watch that zombie Call of Duty.
Oh, you're
Call
being sarcastic? You didn't watch it.
No, I did watch the zombie Call of Duty video. Did you watch that?
No.
With Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Machete?
Really?
You haven't seen that? Oh, it's pretty badass.
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Yes. Gellar? Yes.
That's how you say your name.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, and it's got Danny Trejo and Michael Rooker and Robert Englund are the four playable characters in this downloadable zombie mode. And the mode was written with a script written by George Romero.
Who's the third person?
Who's Michael Rooker?
Them? Yeah.
Michael Rooker was in Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. He's also on The Walking Dead, and he was also in Slither, which was a great zombie movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was also
not
in
playing
Mall-
Buffy,
he was,
right?
He's also in Mallrats. She's not playing Buffy, but the character model is very Buffy looking.
Scruffy is her name?
Scruffy. Yes, Scruffy.
Muffy. 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 I like Muffy.
Yeah. And Danny Trejo is not really Machete, but
he's
you know.
Big Knife.
He's Big Knife. And Robert Englund is Eddie Krueger.
Johnny Luger.
Exactly.
And the Gears of War 3 beta is awesome, even though I'm terrible at it. Everyone should get it. I think if you pre-order it at GameStop now, you can get into the beta, and it ends May 15th.
And I got a code. Thank you, everyone who offered.
All right. Let's see what else we got. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, so this is Yats13 writes in the CAG bag. Hold on.
I think we can close the show with this one.
Yes. I have my foot in my. I have to edit this on the fly because it's extremely long. But now he starts off by saying, maybe I got to go with this whole thing. When I started lurking in 2007, CAGcast was my third rated podcast. As of August 2010, CAGcast is my number one gaming podcast. I have my foot in my mouth. Say hi to Wombat. I wanted to begin this post mentioning that I'm an African American. I feel like I need to make this point due to GPD saying stuff like, I know someone who happens to be a black man. GPD's comments in an African American context are ambiguous. I can't tell if GPD is racist or not. Say Hi to Fish Sandwich Man and Angry Black Man at E3. The Angry Black Man at E3 was not angry, by the way. He was very calm. He was an upset, maybe a little bit upset. Anyway, even though he sometimes attempts to clarify misunderstandings, I was ready to rant with the main motivation being GPD is a racist douche. However, while looking at YouTube videos to find the date of my CAG affinity, I came across the video of GPD playing table tennis with Wally Green. It allowed me to see GPD in his private life not being racist, especially his comments after the video. Wally Green is a African-American ping pong player. So basically the point is, because this man saw me playing ping pong with a black guy on YouTube, that I am not racist. So thank you for pointing this out to everybody.
Is that all it takes? Like,
yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I need to find a black guy.
Yeah.
There are none in Cincinnati.
We have some.
I can send Wally Green out to you. He's very good, though. He will beat your ass.
I'm more of a casual ping pong table player.
You're not professional like Wally Green? So yes, and anyway, this goes on more. It's a great comment, but I don't think I should read the whole thing. But he basically goes on to say he wants to see us doing everything. He wants to watch us playing games.
That sounds creepy.
Ping pong. Okay. Yeah, it gets a little creepy a little bit. But thank you. Yeah, it's 13 for it. Now you know that I am not racist. I will play ping pong with people from all races and creeds. That is the GPD motto. That's the GPD promise. I will not discriminate against ping pong players from any walk of life. Does not matter. And if I fart, I will tell you I fart. And what's the other one?
I think that's it.
No, there was another GPD promise.
No, I think that's it. If you fart, you'll tell us. That's the GPD promise.
Hmm. All right. Fine. All right. Well, on that bombshell, I think it's time to say goodbye. Follow us on Twitter. GPD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. Review us on iTunes and subscribe to us on iTunes. We really appreciate when you do both of those things, and it makes it easier to get the podcast. People always are complaining that it's not on iTunes. It's not on iTunes. If you subscribe, it's on iTunes. It takes a while for it to update, but when you subscribe, it'll download it right away. And of course, GoDaddy for all your web hosting and domain registrations. Wombat, you want to read these codes?
10% off any order. Use code KEG10, $5 off 30 with KEG5 off 30, and $7.49 domain names with KEG domain. And there's also the new code as of May 1st, deluxe hosting for the price of economy, KEG Eco.
Eco, eco, eco.
Eco, and on our next show, I will be a year older.
Oh, when's your birthday?
Monday.
Monday, May 2nd?
Yes.
Is your birthday?
Yes. It's in my username for everything.
Oh, right. Good point. Wombat birthday. I will put... what do you want for your birthday?
I don't know. Good night's sleep.
Want to play ping pong with a black guy? I can make it happen.
or play ping... You know,
say the word. I can make it happen.
Ping pong bars are very hip in Manhattan right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. But anyway...
How about a Thai transvestite?
You just call your son a transvestite?
No, T-H-A-I.
He's going to dress, tie up.
Yes, and teach him ping pong. Teach him how to play ping pong and send him over to you.
I don't know if I want that. It's creepy.
Okay. Next week, I will not be available to do a show. I will be in Hawaii next week. It's Golden Week in Japan.
That's when everyone pees on each other, right?
Mm-hmm. That's Golden Shower Week.
Oh, I always get that mixed up.
Yes, but the week after I'll be back.
So no show next week, and it'll be my birthday.
Yes, that's how you can sell. That's your birth. That's my birthday present to you, Wombat.
And awesome. I will play Mortal Kombat.
Shipwreck will be playing Mortal Kombat.
Which this just in, I got an answer from the cinema director and the story and cinema artist and the community manager from Mortal Kombat about my question on Twitter. I asked what Johnny. Cage does about his tattoo in all the movies that he's in.
I know the answer.
Do you know the answer? Okay.
They use CG to cover that up.
That's close. The official answer is that his studio hires the same makeup artist used to cover up Angelina Jolie's and Megan Fox's ink.
Ah, I see.
That is now Mortal Kombat lore.
Right. Excellent. Well, it is time to say farewell. Farewell.
Bread's done.
You're listening to Wake Up to Money, a podcast from BBC Radio 5 Live. For more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.
Let's speak to David Abrams. He runs a gaming website in Tokyo and publishes the CAG Cast. That's a podcast about console games, joining us live from Tokyo. David, delighted to have you.
Good morning.
David, start from the beginning. Why do games consoles have personal data on them? Why is there a network involved for some listeners that perhaps don't appreciate why that would be the case?
Well, the two main reasons, one, to allow users to play games with each other over the internet. So that's one big one. And the second big one is to allow customers to buy games, to download them directly to their console.
So the reality is that gaming consoles and therefore companies like Sony have similar data on them to what a bank might have or what an insurance company might have on you.
Absolutely. I mean, they have your name, your address, your birthday, your credit card information, anything that you would need to make an online purchase, they have.
So what seems to have happened here? What data has potentially gone?
They said for sure that they believe that names, addresses, birth dates have been compromised. What they don't know is if the credit card information has been taken or not. Maybe is what they say.
Are you surprised that this data was so vulnerable? Are these game networks less secure than those banks I was talking about, which contain similar data? I mean, there's a quote this morning from a securities analyst from Wedbush called Michael Pachter. He says, "They have to innovate rapidly, these games companies. That's the business model. New software has errors on it, so they expose code with errors in it to large numbers of people, which is a catastrophe in the making." Is there a detachment, David, between what the information that these games companies have and perhaps the speed of the business?
Well, I think for sure they're going to have the safest network out there after this whole thing. But yeah, maybe they didn't take network security that seriously in the rush to grow their online service.
But is there encryption? I mean, I know when I log on to my online bank, for example, there's increasing levels of encryption. What's the encryption that companies like Sony has for its PlayStation network?
It obviously wasn't strong enough to prevent people from getting this information. I mean, this is a sort of an ongoing trend now that people are getting hacked and information is being stolen. It seems very difficult to make a foolproof network.
This seems to be a little bit, I don't know how to put it politely, something of a Japanese disease about sitting on information for a bit. Mm-hmm. They seem to have had this information for over a week, or bits of it. Do you think that they didn't out it publicly until now because they didn't want to spoil the launch of the tablet computer, which we actually covered yesterday on the program? Is that too cynical a view, do you think?
No, I think that's a pretty decent theory right there. They said they hired an outside security company to investigate the breach and that they received a report from the company on Monday. And that seems to be when they learned that there was this breach and that information was taken. So, yeah, they did sit on it for a few days, maybe not as long as everybody had originally thought, but certainly for several days they seem to have sat on this information.
Is that the Japanese way? Is that an unfair statement? Is this common in Japan? I remember the Toyota recalls. You remember last year there was a sense that they didn't react as fast as they might have done.
I think marketing is a worldwide concept, and nobody wants to ruin their new technology launch with some really, really bad PR.
PlayStation is extremely important to Sony, isn't it? It's one of its properties that has been very profitable to them when, let's face it, other aspects of Sony's business haven't done so well. They won't want this property to be harmed, will they? They'll be throwing everything at this to try and fix it.
They said that they're taking the utmost care. You know, they took the whole network down, and they said it's going to be, within a week, they'll have it back up, and it'll be better than ever, more secure than ever. But yeah, one thing that was really surprising is that they didn't come out and really apologize, and they still haven't. They said we're sorry for the inconvenience, but they're sort of downplaying the severity of it.
Are there other rivals that gamers could go to, or is it because you've bought the console, you know, you just have to sort of lump it for a couple of weeks and wait till it comes back up?
Well, the serious gamers have, you know, they not only do they have the PlayStation, but they have Microsoft's Xbox 360 as well. And what inevitably happens, and actually what happened this week, was that there are big games coming out, and they come out for both systems.
Frank.
So users who know about what's going on with Sony, they're going to buy the Xbox version of these games because they can play them online.
David Abrams from Tokyo, thank you very much for joining us.